1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Sarah, is there an H at the end of it?
Yes, there is.
Good.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from Cambridge.
Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. I just moved here a year and a half ago.
From?
Colorado.
What's up?
Here's my problem. It's kind of a little story. I moved here a year and a half ago with my 1982 Volvo four-door, which I love.
Yeah.
It has 100,000 miles on it, and I take very good care of it.
Yeah.
So here I am, and I'm looking for a mechanic. And I find this fantastic mechanic. He's so great. He's good to my car. He's honest. He's fair. It's an old car, so things need to be fixed.
Let us know where he is. We'll drum him out.
We'll run him out of town on a rail tonight.
Who is this guy?
His name's Patrick. He's out in Jamaica Plain at West Cork Auto. He's great.
Ooh.
He was very protective of me when I first moved here.
Patrick,
you know,
from West Cork Auto.
No, we don't know him.
So, kind of a long story short, I met a really nice guy,
yeah,
and
I
he also has an older car. Mm-hmm. He's from Massachusetts, and he has a 72 Mercedes, and I introduced him to my mechanic because he was having some problems.
Yeah.
And my mechanic gave him great deals because my mechanic really likes me, and he knows that I'm good to my car, and he cuts me some slack on the oil change and the filters, and he cuts me a deal every now and again.
I see a triangle coming here.
It's coming.
Yes, it is.
So here we go. I introduce him to this young man, this man that I'm dating.
Yeah.
And he starts getting all this work done on his car, really good deals, and we've broken up.
Who? You and the mechanic?
No.
You and Mercedes.
The mechanic is married. Me and the Mercedes.
Mechanic,
we broke up. He did something very bad. And so he is history. Oh. And now my question is, and after we broke up, listen to this.
Yeah, wait, whoa. If you were willing to divulge the fact that he did something very bad, you've got to tell us what it was.
He was seen kissing another woman in public.
Oh, that's bad.
Very bad.
And he was seen by a third party, evidently.
By a number of third parties.
Really?
Yes.
Patrick wasn't one of them, was he?
No.
Patrick may be trying to bust you two up. I've suspected that from the very beginning.
I did, too. I mean, if Patrick is giving you all these deals on the oil changes,
no.
Are you sure he's not putting the moves on you?
Patrick's married. I'm sure he's not. He's very nice Catholic, Irish Catholic mechanic. He's a very nice man.
I'll repeat. I'm sure he's not putting the moves on you?
I'm sure. No, I'm sure. But here's my question. Just because he did something bad,
yeah.
I think that the gods were not blessing him, and he got into a car accident after we broke up. And I know that his car is being fixed.
This is Mercedes now we're talking about.
The Mercedes is being fixed.
Yeah.
And I just heard this through the airwaves. And now Patrick is working on the car. And Patrick doesn't know what a little rat think he was.
Oh, so I've got it. You don't even have to ask the question.
The question is,
do you tell Patrick that you've broken up so he can charge him the regular price?
Right.
Or do you not tell Patrick and allow him to get the great deal?
Right.
That Patrick was willing to pass
that
on to him.
That is the question.
That is the question. Well, I would certainly drop a dime on him. Right?
Don't you think he's gotten enough pain from, one, losing me, getting caught, and getting in a car accident? That's three bad strikes all in August.
Well, yeah. Okay, here's what you got to do. Give us Patrick's number. If you don't want to call, we'll rat on him.
You will?
Sure.
Oh, I'll definitely give it to you. Want me to give it to you off the air?
Off the air, yeah. 5519. Okay, Sarah.
Talk to me.
Hang on a minute. We're going to call Patrick
right now. You hang on, and we'll come right back to you.
Don't go away.
I won't go away.
You'll be out on his boat.
Right.
Where's Colgado?
Is Patrick there, please?
This is me.
Hi, Patrick.
You probably don't know us, Patrick. My name's Tom, and my brother is Ray, and we're talking to you from the studios of WBUR in Boston.
Uh-huh.
We do a call-in car radio show.
Okay.
We just had a call from a woman named Sarah, whom you know.
Sarah.
Customer of yours. She owns
82 Volvo.
She's a sweetheart.
Well, she had
kind words for you, too.
She said you were the best mechanic in the Boston area.
Oh, doubt that. I doubt that very much.
Well, that's what we told her, too. We doubted it also. But she said you were kind and considerate and protective of her.
Oh, my God. I'm married.
Well, yes. She also said that, and we didn't believe that either.
So here's the deal. She said that she introduced a guy to you who has a 72 Mercedes.
Oh, he must be her boyfriend.
Yeah,
yes,
he's the
boyfriend. Her boyfriend.
Well,
that's why she called.
You used the wrong tense of the verb. He was her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's why we're calling.
Oh.
Because she's always felt that you've given her a very good deal in her car and on the repairs and had passed that along to this fellow with the Mercedes, figuring that they were an item, you know, they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
And now that they're no longer together because he was caught kissing another girl, she wanted to call you and tell you that you should jack up the price on him and charge him the regular price and certainly not give him any discount because...
Maybe not work for him at all.
Or maybe not work for him at all. Right. You might want to tell him to get his junk heap out of there.
Oh, my God.
Or fix his car and really tuck it to him.
I think we might just do that.
Good.
But she was embarrassed to call you.
Really?
And so, but we told her we have no shame whatsoever.
I guess not.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to just tuck it to him, or are you going to just tell him to take a hike?
Well, you know something, it's not my needs to tuck it to anybody.
See that? Good
I
for you.
I couldn't do it.
I knew that.
I would just probably tell him that I don't do that work in Mercedes anymore.
There you go.
Oh.
Right, exactly.
Good for you.
We don't do those oil changes anymore.
Not anymore. The stuff is not available. It can't work on it. It's the wrong color.
Yeah.
The wrong color.
So friendship is more important to you than money.
Well, friendship is everything.
Sure. How long have you been in this car repair business?
Oh, I've been in it for about 18 years.
How the heck did you last with a stupid philosophy like that?
A good personality.
Well... The next time Mr. Mercedes comes in, tell him to take a hike.
Well, I'm going to give him a sock force between the eyes.
she's
the best thing that came into his life.
Yeah. She sounds like a very nice person.
She is a real nice girl.
Except she's very vindictive here, isn't she?
Huh?
She's rather vindictive.
Have you known any woman who wasn't?
All right, I think you've said enough, Patrick.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Your wife may be listening.
Sorry to bother you.
All right, can we get Sarah back?
I'm right here.
Oh, you are?
I'm right here.
And you couldn't hear our conversation with Patrick, I presume.
I did hear it.
You did hear it?
I heard the whole thing.
Oh, good.
Well, how do you think we did? Give us a rating on a scale of 1 to 10.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I thought you guys were great. I didn't like the vindictive part because I'm not.
We didn't say that. That was Patrick. Oh, it was Tom.
Thing.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
I'm not vindictive. I was calling for advice.
Right.
I was calling for your advice, and I wouldn't have told him if you told me, no, don't do it.
Well, isn't it surprising, though, that Patrick is going to choose not to work on this guy's car?
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Found whenever I have couples that take their cars to us, that when they break up, I lose both customers.
Really?
Because they're both afraid to have a chance meeting.
Well,
I mean, how would you ever know? I can't keep track of who broke up with whom and make sure I schedule them for different days. What if I had Joe's car a day longer than I thought I was going to have it, and Sally came in to pick up her car on Wednesday, and Joe happened to come in to pick up his car, which should have been done on Tuesday, but didn't get done till Wednesday, and they met, and there was a big incident.
Well, you know, that's what surprised me when you said that Mr. Mercedes here was taking his car back to Patrick.
Right.
I was surprised that he would do that because of the chance of bumping into you. He obviously knew that you still went there.
No, he still wants to talk to me.
Okay. So that's the reason.
Yeah. He didn't think he did anything wrong.
He didn't. Well.
He really doesn't. Yeah,
and you don't want to give him another chance.
No more chances because he'd already gotten a few chances before.
Oh, he has. Okay.
We're privy to that information.
Yeah.
I think
we'll just leave it at the... Now is the time to go.
He's history. Okay. He is history. And that's
Well, you did the right thing, Sarah. And
by
I'm glad that Patrick is backing you up, right, by calling us.
Patrick is a good man.
He seems to
be. Yes, he is.
Well, I thank you guys very much. And if I ever need... I think the only way that Patrick will ever lose me is if I go back to Colorado. So we're together here.
Well, that's good.
I'm glad we can help. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.